Okay, so I'm going to do a message. I wasn't going to do one today, but I had three people who are solid about supporting what I've done or what I'm doing, and I support them. You know, I support anybody who's saved. I want to support them. You know, I don't care who it is, if they're really saved. That's kind of why I'm here, to support all the saints, you know, to bring them to the next level. If you come to my channel, you're going to the next level. You will go. If you go to the audio section, and I've got three servers. What I've been doing all week is trying to stabilize four backups. I got three servers. I actually have four, but three that are online. I got three servers, a hard drive. I've sent a thumb drive of the audio out to somebody, and I've got another person. I got to send her the thumb drive. I haven't done it yet, but I think I'm going to do it. I'll be able to do it maybe tomorrow and send it out Monday or Tuesday or something. I've been busy because I got a lot of stuff going on in the real world too, not just online. Here's what God is telling me, or showing me today and last night. Oh, as a matter of fact, I got another person. I need to send her a text and send her a copy too. If somebody wants a copy, all they have to do is email me. If you want a copy of all those audio files, because when I'm dead and gone, those servers are eventually going to crash and go away, you know. So I'm going to get all this stuff out there. The videos are so big, it would take 100 gigabyte thumb drive to put the videos on a thumb drive and send them out. So the audios are the reason I've been focusing on audios this year, is because I knew that the videos are just too large, you know, to send out cheaply. But people can download them. They can go to the site 153nc.com and go to /videos, and you can download all the videos. One of the reasons I've been working on the servers is because certain ones that are pre-configured, they don't give you as much space, but when you configure your own, it gives you more space. I'm sitting in my car because I haven't been outside all day. I'm warming my car up. This is what God is telling me, or showing me, revealing. So we're coming to the end of the age. The culmination of the age is here, and everything's speeding up. But He's showing me, and I'm passing this on to everybody who's listening, that see, God is stable. And all the chaos that the devil is doing, because the culmination of the ages is right around the corner, the devil's going crazier. And he's taking his minions and his people, and he's the people he possessed, the people he can take captive. The system, the whole system, the devil's system. God controls the cosmos system, the big system, but the devil has his little system in Babylon, you know. Let's see if this heat is on. But here's what God is showing me. That because God is faithful, somebody made a comment today, God is stable, God is upright, God is doctrine, He is sound doctrine. And because He's in the truth, God stands on the truth no matter what. God is not a respecter of persons. If I go out here and do wrong, I'm going to get a scourging. He doesn't respect anybody. If you go out here and do wrong and you're saved, you're going to get scourged. You reap what you sow. I was going to say karma's going to get you, but I would be saying it in a joking manner, but some people think you're being serious. That's what the witches say. Karma's going to get you, or the unsaved. But it is the same principle of reap what you sow. But see, with the saint, you're covered by the blood. If you keep short accounts, if you judge yourself, you won't be judged, right? See, why would God tell you to judge yourself? Because you have the Holy Spirit. You know what's right and you know what's wrong. You don't even need the law. the law is in you when you're saved. You do need to read the word and know what God considers right and upright. And it's really about love your neighbors yourself, and you fulfilled the whole law, you know. Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. But see, even that, you have to get in the word to know what's right. Like revenge, some people want to be vigilantes. If you go and read the Bible, you shouldn't be a vigilante, period. There's a lot of conservative Bible believers who want to be vigilantes, and they think it's okay because they haven't read Romans 12. Don't repay evil, because if you do, you're trying to be God. But it says in Romans 12, 21 or somewhere in there, it says if you take vengeance, God ain't going to take vengeance. He might take vengeance on you for taking vengeance and playing in his role, you know. There's one judge and one lawgiver, and God gives the government. This is what Romans 13 is about. God gives the government. And I know we got bad apples in the government, and we hold, in our government, we hold them accountable, but God gives authority to hold people accountable, whether it's authority in the home, authority on the job, authority in a church, which authority in the 501(c)(3) church to me is a joke, because why are they yoked up with the government? The church, the government is here to take the flesh creatures and hold them accountable. The church speaks the word and the Holy Spirit convicts you. So a pastor that's a real pastor, he's a servant leader. Greatest among you is a servant. He's not perfect. Like, here's what happens in a 501(c). Let's say there's a man and a woman, they're going to church. And then a lot of times, the woman will see the pastor as her authority instead of her husband. It's crazy. It's insane. And the pastor steps into it a lot of times. It's wild. I mean, the whole thing is a trip, how this all meshed. And this is what the devil's trick is, to mix in everywhere and blur the lines and make it gray, right? So as we come up towards the culmination of the ages, where Jesus returns and Jesus is revealed in all things, which is really what I'm doing. I'm actually revealing Jesus in all things. And I'm using the code to do it. And I know a lot of people don't like the code, and they might not even believe it. You know, well, I was saved, and I didn't believe it either until God revealed it to me. And I'm not talking about Bible code or the gematria code. I'm talking about the words. The creation code is encoded in the words. Jesus is the word, so it only makes sense. You got to explain numbers with words. You got to explain words with words. You got to explain concept with words. Everything is explained. And the word explain is out plain. EX is out plain, to make it clear. So everything is clearly explained with words. My degree's in math. Why did I leave math into words for the last 10 years? Why have I studied etymology for 10 years? Why have I studied cognates? Why have I studied the types and the shadows and the allegories and the... Why would I do that? Well, am I crazy? No, God revealed it to me. I mean, you'd have to be insane to spend 10 years of your life every day only studying cognates and etymology and root words and seeing the deeper meaning behind words. You'd have to be insane, or God had to reveal it to me, one or the other. Because who in their right mind would spend the last 10 years of their life every day studying etymology? It makes no sense. So the only explanation is the Holy Spirit in me was crying out to God to see, well, this place is crazy. What's going on, Lord? What's going on? So I prayed, Lord, what's going on? Holy Spirit knew it. There was groanings I didn't even know. So when the Shekinah glory appeared and revealed it to me, it's like, oh, now I know why the Jewish priest class could see deeper. Because the deeper truth is in the words. Yes, it's in the 66 books of the Bible. Yes, it's the King James is the closest. Yes, the Strong's Concordance in the Greek is a great resource to go back and understand. But there's another resource. Etymology. The etymology goes back to the root of a word. And if you go back to a root, you're going back to the Phoenician script. You're going back to Sumerian script. You're going back way back to Adam and Eve. And Adam and Eve were given the language by who? By God. The nations, all the different languages were split up by God. Who controls the language? God. Who controls the colors? God. Who controls the shapes? God. Who controls the phonics? God. Who controls the body language? God. It doesn't matter what nation you go into. The same body language in every nation, whether it's Russia, China, they're the same body. You know, doing Uber, I pick up all kinds of people. They have the same body language. How is that possible? How can there be universal body language? They might have a few little things that are different, but for the most part, the universal body language is a language. Why? How is it that I can look at a dog or a cat, and a dog has a body language, and that when the dog puts its tail down, it means it's scared or it's getting ready to attack or something. And you go to another country and the dogs act the same way, the same body language, because it's a fractal hologram. And I know people don't want to hear this, but some people do. And the reason I'm talking about it is because some people will wake up to it. And there was a preacher, I think he's dead now. He had a team. He might have been in the Freemasons. I don't know how he was so popular and all. But what was that guy's name? Anyway, before I understood the holographic principle, he said, the Bible's a hologram. And I cut him off. I said, he's crazy. What was his name? But the more you research and the more you pray and study and meditate and consider and reflect upon, you realize the Bible is holographic, because you can tear one page out in Ephesians and get saved. Just like there were stories about people there was a page in the Bible. Somebody had tore a page out and it was in the bathroom. Guy went to the bathroom, sit down, picked it up, was reading it while he was in the bathroom and got saved. Or it could have been in jail. He was in jail or something like that. He had one page of the Bible, and that's what he kept reading over and over, and he got saved. So the gospel is throughout the Bible. There's a thread of grace throughout the Bible. There's a thread that explains the gospel. Yes, John 3:16 is very clear. Yes, Romans 10:9 and 10 is very clear. But you take any chapter, any verse, and you really unfold it and meditate on it, you can see the truth. You can see that it's faith alone. If you go back to the foundation, you know, it tells you in Romans chapter 1 that the heavens declare the glory of God. And if a man or a woman decides to seek after God, they will find him. It's very clear. God has created this universe for mankind to find him, to find God. And so back to what God is revealing to me. So God is revealing to me that this drama, this Draco Mod drama system, this craziness is going on. The red versus the blue, the ups down, the wars, the up and down, the stock market. It's all crazy, right? It's getting crazier, right? The shootings, the man shot his wife and kids, and there was a court case recently. Some woman, she killed her kids or something recently. I mean, shootings, school shootings, it's crazy, right? Russia, China, North Korea, Iran, it's all crazy. Mexico, it's all crazy. The whole thing is crazy. But God is stable. God is a staple And I think that's the proper word. I had to look it up later. But I think it means if you have something like a staple gun, you staple it together. If God is your staple, God is your stability, God is your stabilizer by faith, and you know God is stable because God is love, God is truth, God has sound doctrine because He is the sound doctrine. God is, Jesus is eternal life. Jesus is the way, Jesus is the truth. So if God is the way, the truth, the life, He's stable, He's faithful, He's dependable, and so He's in total control. And down here, that's in the spirit plane, and in, just because man is doing insanity, just because the narcissistic system is upside down playing mind games, you still can make it through because God has a plan to use the earth plane to birth in sons of God, daughters of God. God is birthing in sons of God, children of God. God is using the earth plane to birth in sons of God. There's a new movie that came out recently, The Eternals. And these Eternals uncover the truth that this creature was, the earth was going to be destroyed, and this Eternal was going to be born, or this Eternal, I'm not sure how to use their terminology, but what it was showing is that God is using the earth plane to birth in saints, elect, eternal creatures. Now, there's going to be people who reject the gospel. There's going to be people who don't want to be an eternal saint, but they're going to be eternal slaves of the devil burning in hell forever. But that's their choice. You can't. So what happened was, in that movie, the Eternals rebelled against their creator. You know, the Eternals on earth rebelled against the creator who was using the earth plane to birth in another copy of himself, you know, the creator making a copy. So when we see Jesus, it would be like him. He says, be fruitful and multiply. What's multiplication? 3 times 3. You're making copies. Be fruitful and multiply. So the earth plane is a copy machine. And so what's happening here is, it's a birthing machine. That's why, be fruitful and multiply, making copies of what? Of each other. But what's the purpose of making copies? Because the more copies out there of humans, more people are going to be saved. God didn't want to just make humans just to be making humans, and because look at me, I can make humans. He wanted somebody to fellowship with. He didn't need us, but when Jesus came down, because Jesus is God, He had those disciples, He was fellowshipping with them, right? Now He says, don't be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. You can't fellowship with the unsaved. You can laugh and joke around. They're human too, but if they're not saved, there's only so much you can talk to them about without it just going insane, because their mind is not right. They don't have sound doctrine. They don't think right. They don't think deep. And so the average person, you really can't speak deep truth to. Somebody needs to start a podcast where all we're talking about is this deep stuff right here. And they can ask questions, and I mean, I'll be glad to do it. If the opportunity ever rose up, I mean, I'm going to keep talking about this. My point is, I had 3 people contact me in the last 24 hours. Pretty much all 3 encouraging me to keep going, you know. And I appreciate it, because, you know, if you hear that from somebody, it means a lot, because you've, even if it's just one person that you've helped to be able to break free. Because like this email I got, that's kind of why I'm doing this message, because I got an email, and every email, every comment, every phone call, every text that people have gone through struggles, they are not alone. Other people have gone there. Everybody's gone through that same pathway. Especially when you wake up, you get saved, and you leave Babylon. The devil doesn't want you to leave. When you're moving into freedom, the devil doesn't want you to be free. And so if the devil doesn't want you to be free, what's going to happen? He's going to do every MK Ultra mind control trick, just like a narcissist, to make you think you're crazy, to get you distracted. I know when I started seeing through this thing, I was married, you know. And I was like, oh, it's more than just, because they always say all roads lead to Rome. And I started waking up. That was my waking up point. All roads lead to Rome. And then as soon as I started to separate and totally get separate from everything, the wife caused a lot of drama, and neighbors caused drama, and I got caught up in the drama, and it was like 10, let's see, how many years? Like 10 years of drama. It was like weird. And so it was a distraction to keep me from seeing past this thing. See, this 3D experience is just the surface. It's the surface. All roads in the natural might lead to Rome, but all roads in the spiritual lead to Jesus, and every object is an object lesson with deeper truth. Whether you look at a tree, whether you look at a car, a house, your fingernail, whether you look at a bicycle, every object that hits you has a deeper spiritual truth. And if you can use your Bible as your litmus test when you're decoding these spiritual truths, then you're safe. But a lot of these people, the New Age, the gurus and all, they know that these are actual object lessons somehow. I don't know how they know it. But they knew it a long time ago. And I guess they used the Sanskrit, but they didn't use the Bible. So this is what I'm saying. A lot of the Indian gurus use the Sanskrit to see, hey, there's more to this life than 3D. There's a 5D, a 6D, 12D. And so every object in front of you, whether it's a bird, a cat, a dog, it all has a deeper meaning. And this is why the witches get caught up with cats and all, and what else they get caught up with? Going out and hugging a tree and all that. Because there's deep truth in the objects, but they end up worshiping the object instead of who created the objects. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's really wild. And it goes back to what I said before, a long time ago. People, whether it's a doctor or a lawyer or whatever, they get so good at their little piece of the pie, they worship that piece of the pie. But they never put their little piece of the pie in the whole pie. And so when you take a piece of the pie and you study another piece and another piece and another piece and you look for common denominators, you start to see that that truth is encoded in the whole pie. And what is the whole pie? Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. And so as you start to leave Babylon, leave Egypt, leave the flesh mind, move to the spirit mind, you leave works and you walk to faith. You quit trying to do it in the energy of the flesh and you just walk by faith. When you know that God is holding it all together, and this is what he's showing me. Without his stability, we would be unstable. So because of God's stability and his promises and his faithfulness, you don't have to worry about the world exploding. You don't have to worry about climate change. You don't have to worry about COVID. You don't have to worry about diseases. I mean, you have to take care of yourself and protect yourself. But I'm saying you don't have to fear that the whole population is going to be wiped out, because it's not. Even after the church is raptured, the church is called up. They say peace, peace for 3.5 years, but then sudden destruction. And Jesus comes back to destroy those who would destroy the earth. So Jesus protects the earth from being destroyed, just like Doctor Who always protects the earth, because Doctor Who has a second heart, and Jesus is the second Adam, the new heart, and Christ in you will not be destroyed. They might can take the body, but they can't take your spirit. They can't take your soul. And back to what I'm saying, you don't have to worry about a pandemic. You don't have to worry about the sun or some meteorite or some aliens destroying the earth. It's not going to happen because God has a plan. It's already written, and God uses the earth plane to birth in sons of God. And so there's not going to be anything that destroys earth. There might be a big earthquake or a flood or something, but the earth is not going to be destroyed. Carbon dioxide, or it's not going to destroy the earth. Carbon monoxide, whatever they say, it's not going to destroy the earth. And all the oil coming out of the ground, it's not going to destroy the earth. The only thing that's going to destroy the earth is people who are under the devil's program after the church is called up. Right now, the church holds back the Antichrist from being revealed, because the truth, this is why it's important to speak the truth, fight for freedom, fight for free speech, because if you speak the truth out into the matrix, it reverberates in a spiritual manner all over the world. And so if God is revealing new truth to you, if he's giving you revelations, then if you speak it, it might take 2 years, but it's going to ricochet and come back to you, and other people are going to be saying it. Everything that I have revealed with the code, with what God is showing me about movies, and what God is, it's all coming back. It's all coming to fruition. The quantum, Jesus is quantum physics. Jesus is the dark matter, because they say there's an unseen force. Yeah, it's Jesus. What is the unseen force? What's holding everything together? Jesus. How's everything connected? Jesus. Why is the same story? How come every movie they create is the same story? Because of what happened at the cross, the love story at the cross, the death, burial, resurrection. Every movie is based on the cross. Every movie, every book, every sentence, every word, everything that you speak, everything that you think is because of what happened at the cross. And to be honest with you, if you're not thankful, you need to start being thankful. Because the word T-H-A-N-K is the same word as T-H-I-N-K, think, because when you're thankful, you're thinking back to the cross. You're thankful for Jesus, because this is all created by Jesus. So if you're thankful, you're actually thinking back to the cross and being thankful that God created this and gave you life. And so if you're not thankful for what you have right now, you need to start being thankful. If you can't find something to be thankful for, it's not God's fault. It's because you have some kind of darkness blinder on. Thankful for your health, thankful for your kids, your job, your freedom, your car, your food, your clothes, your shelter. Thankful for your knowledge, your salvation. Be thankful for something. Memories. If you're old, sitting in a retirement home somewhere, you can still be thankful that you heard the gospel and got saved. I understand now. I used to say, well, how do these old people just sit there all day? Now I understand, because what's happening is, as you approach, just like the culmination of the ages is approaching, as you approach the end of your life, the more you do, you've already done it all. Let's say I flew down to Hawaii and I sat on the beach. I've already sat on the beach in North Carolina, in Florida. I've already done that. How many times before it gets old? I want to go to the mountains. I've already done it. How many times before it gets old? Elizabeth Elliot got married 3 times. How many marriages does she need before it gets old? You know, it's the same stuff. How many times do you have to play a video game before it gets old? How many times do you have to play a guitar before it gets old? Your job before it gets old? It becomes routine, monotonous, but you can use the monotonous routine to be renewed in the inner man. And so this whole thing, this whole birthing process in the material realm, the Mother Earth, the machine, the whole birthing process is to turn you in the inner man to a new creature, moment by moment, day by day, being renewed in the spirit of your mind. So each moment and every day, you're moving to a new state, a new state, a new state. From the old Adam to the new Adam, from glory to glory, glory to glory. Continually being renewed, renovated. Your liver can be renovated. Your pancreas can be renovated. Your skin's being renovated. Your whole body is a type and shadow of the renovation that God is doing. So even if there was an earthquake, it's going to be renovated. Even if there was a nuclear bomb, it will be renovated. They can't destroy the earth. Mankind cannot destroy the earth. God won't let them. And a lot of these UFOs are probably angels stopping man from pushing the button for a nuclear bomb, you know. There's stories about that. You can look that up. So God is showing me really two things. That as we approach the culmination of the ages where Jesus is going to be revealed, it's going to get crazier, people. But you can be stable. Just like a stapler can staple something together. You can have a staple in God. You can have a stability in God. You can know when you see it out in, let's say you're just looking at it right in front of you. Let's say across the street, you see craziness going on across the street. Know that God is stable. God is faithful. He knows where you're at. He knows what you're dealing with. And he's going to bring you through it. But you can be stable because he's stable. And people around you need to see your stability. There's people around you that need to see your stability, especially if it's a man. That's what the word PA goes back to. That's why there's a website called Patreon. That's why there's men to be stable. Other people might not be stable. And most of the time they're not. But your calling is not to follow them, but to follow God and to be stable. So if you're stable, if you're upright, if you're doing right, you're faithful, you're dependable because Christ in you gives you that strength, then no matter what's going on around you, the red versus blue game, there's always going to be a Fox News and a CNN. There's always going to be a Coca-Cola and Pepsi. There's always going to be a Burger King and McDonald's. There's always going to be a Wile E. Coyote and a Roadrunner. There's always going to be the attack to try to get you to take the mark of the beast, although they can't do it yet, but they're preparing for it. So you got to take this shot. You got to put this on your arm. I mean, I had people on jobs. You got to take this shot. No, I ain't. You got to put this bracelet on. No, I'm not. I don't wear that kind of stuff. I don't wear a bracelet. It's all, you got to put this, even when I was married, I don't like wearing any kind of anything on me. I have to wear glasses. I have to do it to see, but that's the only thing I wear. Unless it's a coat or something. The Bible says not to tattoo your body. You know, if somebody's saved and they did, you know, God forget. He knows where you know that's not right if you're saved. But it's the past. It's not who you are anymore. Every day, you're a new creature every day. I don't want to get sidetracked. It's easy to get sidetracked because there's so much to talk about. But God is stable, who gives you the power to be stable. And there's somebody around you that needs to see your stability. And there's people around you trying to take away your stability. But you, and there's news and media and craziness that tries to take away your equilibrium and your peace. But you don't need to look at that. You just need to look at what God is. And the Holy Spirit in you is going to abide with you forever. You're sealed until the day of redemption. You have eternal life. You're not going to lose your salvation, period. No matter what the narcissist says, no matter what the legalistic preacher says, no matter what the Pentecostal over there says, you cannot lose your salvation. You're sealed until the day of redemption. So the stability that's in you, the Holy Spirit, is needed in this world of instability. And all these people that are so-called saved, who are screaming and yelling, fight the New World Order. Yeah, you need to fight for freedom and all, but, and you need to fight for your country, yes. Especially America, because you don't want to be like China. But I promise you, the New World Order is already here. It's already been here. All the countries have Internet 3 under the cables under the ocean. They're all working together. And you know it's true because in Revelation it says all the kings of the earth come together to fight against the saints. And God knocks them back. After the millennium is over, the kings of the earth are deceived by the devil again, and they come to fight against the camp of the saints. That's in the book of Revelation. So it's happening now. All the kings of the earth, the Bible says, are trying to wear out the saints because they know we resist their lies. We have good people. We have saved people in the military. We have saved people in the government. We have saved people in the schools. We have saved people everywhere. So the truth is always around, and people are hearing the gospel. On your job, somebody might be watching you, but if they see your stability, and so, you know, there's a lot of times there'll be some craziness on the job, and people are losing their mind because of what's happening on the job, you know. But if they see your stability and your faith, they might get saved. If they see that you're stable with all the craziness going around you, and they say, how are you not stressed? How are your spouse died, your mom died, your kid died, and you're still hanging on. How are you still stable? They're gonna ask you, you don't drink, you don't do drugs, you just go to work, you go home, and you keep doing your routine. How do you do it? All that stuff happened to you. How'd you make it through a divorce? How'd you make it through those people dying? How'd you make it through bankrupt? How did you make it through the economy collapsing? How did you make it through all this? You stand because God is stable. And see, the archetype here that you can apply in your 3D experience is important, because the archetype, the archetype, the overarching pattern is that God is stable and God has a plan, and he's birthing in sons of God through this red versus blue unstable system. So the sine wave, the sin wave, the up and down, the waves of the ocean, the sine wave, God is using the cycles of the sine wave to birth in creatures. And that's why a woman has a sine wave, a 28-day cycle. The woman has the sine wave built into her. Every human has a sine wave, a 24-hour sine wave. That's why it's better to sleep at night, to keep your body regulated. But the sine wave is the cycle, and the cycle is the birthing process. And so the red versus blue drama is just a sine wave to birth in people. And notice how you woke up, because things were crazy 20 years ago, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, and there's other people looking out here and seeing this craziness, and they're saying, there's something else out there. The way I woke up, I said, Lord, what's going on? And I wasn't going to quit asking it. I kept knocking and asking, and Lord, I want to know what's going on. And it took 6 months before he gave me my answer. I had to wait 6 months. Actually, it was 5 years and 6 months, because I was studying the 666 for 5 years, because the Bible says count the number of the beast. And I counted the number of the beast, and I could see 666 on everything. And I couldn't figure it out. I said, Lord, it looks like the devil's winning, but I know he's not. So what am I missing? And so for 6 months, I kept asking that same. I didn't really say it, but I was thinking it. So it took me 6 months to get my answer. Just like Daniel in the Bible, it took 2 weeks for that prayer to get through. It took 6 months. God was waiting for me to finally say, I'm done. I can't figure it out. I was trying to figure it out in my own power. And so what's happening is the 666 will be put in your face. But behind the 666 is the blood of his cross, the red, the black, white, and red. The black and white is the cross, the red is the blood. So behind the 666, which is the pride of man, the cube, the 666 cube, flesh mind, behind that is the blood of his cross. And it's encoded everywhere. And so you can look anywhere and see 666, and you can look anywhere and see the blood of his cross. And so you know what's going on by that very comment I just made. God created the heavens and the earth, but mankind fell into sin and gave their authority to the devil. And so the devil wants to, is prideful, right? And so the devil wants to put the 666, mark the beast, on everything because he wants to be worshiped. And he's the king of Tyre. And the king of Tyre is the king of the flesh. And so the devil is going to try to make the human tie into a machine, a robot, and that the flesh can live forever. But you don't want to live forever in the flesh, because the flesh is nothing but sin. You want a new body. And so this whole game here is ridiculous. But the devil still, he wants mankind tied to the machine so the devil and his demons can hook in and experience some of what they fell from. The devil has, the only reason the devil wants to get inside a human is to experience a little taste of that love of God that's in a human. And they don't want to, this is why they don't want to hear about sin. They don't want to hear the gospel. That's why they cut everybody's head off in the tribulation who gets saved. Because they don't want to be convicted. Jesus came to convict the world of sin, righteousness, of judgment. He sent the Holy Spirit. They don't want to see their sin. They don't want to see the righteousness of Jesus alone. And they don't want to face the judgment of God. But it's going to happen. Christ in you convicts the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment. And you don't even have to say anything. As soon as you walk in the room, they get that those three things happen. They know judgment is coming. They know that the righteousness in you is way right, more righteous than they could ever be good enough to be, because it's, you did it by faith in the finished work of Jesus. And they know they're sinners. As soon as you walk in the door, that Holy Spirit convicts them of sin, righteousness, and judgment. And that's why they attack you and try to, you're not really saved. And they try to get you to compromise. They try to play mind games. They try to pull you down. They try to get you into sorcery and witchcraft and lies and gambling and the lottery and everything under the sun. Anything to get you pulled off your calling. You don't have to worry. Even if you messed up, God restores. This whole, he already knew this would happen. Everything that you're going through, he already knew. So he made a way of escape. And you just start over. You start over every day. Do you understand? His mercies are new every morning. You can start over every day. They don't want you to know that. You could sell everything, move to another state, start over. You could sell everything in your move next door and start over. You can start over on a career, a job, on the way you eat, the way your habits. You can start over. You can break strongholds, fasting and prayer. You can break bloodline strongholds. You can start over. Any cycle that's been sown, even if it's a 20-year cycle, let's say you want to stop smoking, you can do it. You got the power. They just lied to you. You want to stop drinking? Just stop. You don't have to. It's not a necessity. Drinking's not a necessity. Yeah, you need some protein and you need some water. You need some minerals and some amino acids, but alcohol is actually destroying you. But you can stop. Yeah, but I got all this stress. Get rid of it. Sell everything. Start over. Change jobs. Change careers. Do what you want to do. God gives you freedom to do what you want to do, because it's no matter where you go, it's still the same truth everywhere you go. Doesn't matter if you're a doctor, a dentist, a lawyer, a plumber, electrician, sweeping the floor, a housekeeper. It doesn't matter what you are. You are still doing the same thing they're doing. You're still serving. Go get another job if you hate your job. If you hate your city, go get in the move. Go to another city. Yeah, but it's hard. Yeah, I know it's hard. But set the goal. Set a goal and do it. Treat it like warfare. freedom, freedom of speech, freedom in the spirit, freedom from narcissism, freedom from negativity, freedom from doubt, freedom from worry, freedom from fear. Just walk by faith. It's real, people. And when you have a problem, I'll give you an example. So I had this problem with the vehicle that happens all the time. Just face off with it. Take it down to the dealership or somewhere and pray about it before you go, and usually it works out. Whatever it is, face off with the issue. If it's facing off with the problem is a whole lot better than going and getting drunk and not facing the problem. You understand? It's logical. Just face it. It's not going anywhere till you face it. Whatever it is, face off with it. It's fun. Treat it like a game. Say I'm gonna face off with this and see if I can defeat it. And you'll be shocked how fast you can defeat it. I mean, it'll be shocking. Start facing off with every fear. You pulled a muscle. All right. You pulled a muscle. Go to Walmart, get one of those little stretch bands, and start exercising that muscle in different directions. Google it. You can do it. You pulled a muscle in your back, okay? Start studying it. Figure out how to make that muscle stronger. Focus on that one muscle for a year if you have to, but eventually you will be free. Whatever it is. Focus on whatever's at hand, but knowing that you're going to overcome by the grace of God, and you're going to be victorious, because Jesus, every problem's already been solved at the cross before you were even born, and other people have already walked through it. Somebody says, "Well, I don't know how to do my taxes." Focus, fight it, face off with it, learn it. It's time to learn something. Nobody's going to do it for you. God is stable. Therefore, you can be stable. And you should be stable as a testimony. And if you're not, ask God to help you be stable. Ask Him to show you how. Because we can't be stable on our own. He has to do it. Everything. He has to do everything. You think I was, when I first started doing ride share, you think I really was like, knew what I was doing? No, I didn't know what I was doing. I had to learn as I go, you know. Now, after 8 years, you might call me an expert on it, I guess. 2 more years, they say it takes 10 years to be a master of something. 2 more years, I'll be a master at being a taxi driver. That's great. Who would ever thought that? I know I wouldn't. But it's a better job than probably the best job I've ever had, you know? That's hard to believe it.